Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. HomeStart is a local nonprofit dedicated to ending child abuse. As an abuse prevention and treatment agency, they have been strengthening San Diego families and communities for years now. At HomeStart, their vision is for every child to have a safe, stable, and nurturing home. Joining us this morning is HomeStart CEO Laura Tancredi Basie and HomeStart Maternity Housing Peer Counselor Jessica Hamilton. Welcome, Laura. Welcome, Jessica.
Thanks, Gary.
Hi.
Laura, great seeing you again.
Great to see you as well.
I think it's been a couple of years, at least 2 years, I think.
Could be.
Since you were on the show last, so a pleasure having you back. And Jessica, great having you on the show as well. Before we take a deep dive into what HomeStart is and what it is that HomeStart does, how about a little background information on the organization?
Absolutely. HomeStart has been serving San Diego children and families for 47 years here in San Diego County, and our mission has been always focused on preventing child abuse and neglect and strengthening families that are at risk, and we have about 7 different program areas that we do outstanding work to help families to thrive and children to be safe and supported and nurtured.
So 47 years, how has the organization changed over that time period?
Well, I think we realized about 9.5 years ago that there really needed to be some specialized housing for homeless young mothers that were transition age. So I started our maternity housing program with specialized services for homeless young women 18 to 24, either pregnant or parenting. And we have case management counseling. We have a full-time child development specialist. We have a therapist. We do parenting classes. We get a lot of support from the community, and we really want to just wrap everything around these young families to give them a chance to be happy and successful and ultimately living independently.
And where are you located?
Well, the majority of our housing is kind of in the North Park, Normal Heights area, I would say, the majority of our housing.
And how long have you been with HomeStart?
I've been the CEO there. It'll be 12 years in May. Time flies.
So the whole time you've been there, has it always been CEO, as a CEO?
Yes, yeah, because I was at another organization prior to that. Originally, I was a social worker and a licensed therapist, you know, working with kids and families, and never thought I was going to be a CEO, and then one thing leads to another.
So 12 years?
Yes, almost in May.
That's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, how many people do you serve a year at HomeStart?
We touch about 18,000 lives in a year's time through our wide variety of programs and services.
Next month is Child Abuse Prevention Month. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes.
You have a big event coming up. We're going to talk about that a little later on in the show.
Okay.
But what other things do you do during the month of April in conjunction with Child Abuse Prevention Month?
Well, Child Abuse Prevention Month is key. I think if you've ever noticed a blue ribbon, somebody with a blue ribbon on their lapel, that began in the 80s, and it was a grandmother who lost her grandchild due to child abuse. I can't imagine, you know, the pain she was feeling as a grandmother myself, and so she really wanted to raise awareness of this issue and how impactful it is in our country, in our community. And so we have, we do a lot of social media posting. Of course, we have the event, but we do activities to engage the community and to educate the community through various types of social media efforts, as well as all the services we provide every day.
So this is the Blue Ribbon campaign then, right?
The Blue Ribbon campaign. Anybody can be a part of it. A small donation, we can mail you your own blue ribbon. And we just want to get the word out that, you know, children are our most precious resource, and we are here to prevent child abuse, and we need everybody to participate with that.
And again, when did the Blue Ribbon campaign begin? When did this start?
That was in the 80s that this grandmother said, I need to do something. People need to know that this is a horrible issue and it's a real issue and we have to work together to change it.
So what is the Blue Ribbon mission?
It's the same. It's preventing child abuse and neglect and educating the community about how horrendous this is in our community. Every day, 5 children in the United States die because of child abuse or neglect. San Diego County alone gets 70,000 calls to the child abuse hotline. So it's a real issue. It's one that we are trying to make a difference about.
And I did read some statistics regarding child abuse on a national level. Quite staggering. More than 1,600 children died in the United States in 2015 from abuse and neglect. And according to Child Protective Service agencies, about 683,000 children were victims of child abuse or neglect in 2015. That's again, very staggering.
It really is. People don't expect that that's happening in our country, and it is.
So what's the age group of the kids that you work with at Home Start?
We work with every age child from, we work with pregnant women, so before the child arrives, infants, toddlers, all the way up to age 18, just depends on which program it is.
Okay, and we'll get into some of those programs that you have over there at Home Start. First off, how are children referred to you? Is there an agency that refers them to you? Is it self-referral?
It's a little bit of everything. Because we've been around for 47 years, a lot of organizations are familiar with us. We have formal contracts and relationships with child welfare services, so they send referrals to us. 2-on-1 is kind of the information and referral line for San Diego. So say we have a young mother who's homeless, she's living in her car, she's 20 years old, she's got a toddler, she had to leave an abusive relationship, she calls 2-on-1. You know, they find out where she is and can send her to a variety of resources, including us.
And what signs can people look for when it comes to child abuse, either their own child, a family member, or just in general? What can people look for when it comes to child abuse?
Yeah, I think one thing to notice is a change, right? So a significant change that you notice in a child's behavior. So a normally, you know, outgoing child suddenly becomes very withdrawn. A normally upbeat, you know, happy-go-lucky child seems angry and, you know, is lashing out. There's different types of abuse. Of course, a child that has an unusual interest suddenly in sexuality and sexual activity is going to be, you know, something you have to pay attention to and look for. Of course, any bruises or signs that there's an injury that you can't explain, what is that telling you? A child that's missing school, the teacher's going to wonder about that, and that's something we need to understand. Or another one is like a reluctance to go back home. So a child that's in an after-school program at school and says, oh, no, I want to stay. Why does that child not want to go back home? So you have to understand that.
And
those are just a few.
And it is difficult for younger children, like toddlers, if they're being abused because they can't express themselves.
They can't. So children often express themselves through their behavior, acting out, you know, aggression with other children, being really withdrawn. And then, you know, as children get older, then they can become rebellious. Like young teens, teenagers sometimes are running away from home. And that's a whole area to understand. They're not always running towards something. Many times they're running away from something. So you need to understand what's going on in that home.
What was it that attracted you to Home Start 12 years ago?
You know, I was familiar with Home Start because I worked for another organization. We actually worked together on a teen pregnancy prevention grant. And so I was very familiar with Home Start's great reputation in the community. I'm very focused, again, on preventing child abuse and strengthening families. And I knew if I was going to take a leadership position again, it needed to be an organization I truly believed in. And so the mission is critically important. Assuring the safety and the resiliency of children here in San Diego, and that we do it by strengthening families. I can't think of anything more important to do.
Right. Now, I understand there are 10 ways to help prevent child abuse. Of course, I would guess that these are not foolproof at all because there's no guarantee, but it would help. to minimize that risk? Can we go over some of those?
Sure. I think one of them is, you know, disciplining your children thoughtfully. So we do a lot of parenting education, and, you know, Jessica received that when she was in the program. She can talk to you about some of those lessons. I think parenting is one of the most challenging jobs. We get the least amount of training and information for.
Yeah, there's no manual.
There is no manual, and we don't learn enough about it. And so when you discipline your child, you're going to do it thoughtfully. What is the lesson you're trying to teach your child? Certainly, I grew up, you know, our parents spanked us. That's what everybody did back then. And, you know, what did that teach us? Be secretive. Don't let them, don't get caught, things like that. So be thoughtful. Don't discipline your child when you're angry and mad. Talk about it. Have a true consequence that makes sense, because you're trying to teach them about their behavior. You're trying to mold them. You're not trying to get them to be afraid of you or to, you know, be secretive, right? So that's one thing. I think, you know, prevention is really key. So how do we intervene early? How do we, if there's a problem, do something about it? Don't ignore it. So your child's behavior changes suddenly and they seem to be very, very fearful of a neighbor. Don't ignore that. Look for signs of that something's not going right, something's off, which, you know, is typical what you expect for your child. And see a professional. Ask for help. Call a helpline, go and see a therapist or a counselor, and, you know, speak up. So that's another thing. So if you're not a parent or a grandparent or have children, you know, report things. If you see something unusual, we had that big story last year of the parents with those many, many children. There are some weird warning signs that those neighbors noticed. So if you notice something odd, a bunch of children that are never outside playing, that seem to be malnourished, that only show up late at night and they're doing work in the backyard, that's not normal. You know, speak up, speak out. If you have a suspicion, report it.
Any others that we can discuss?
Let's see. How about, you know, educating yourself and others? So, like I said, there's parenting classes, there's after-school classes. You know, Jessica went through those programs and she helps now. So teaching parenting skills, teaching how to deal with misbehavior, how to deal with challenging behavior. How do you do a timeout in a way that's effective? So education is always important.
Now, before we get into the maternity housing program, any other programs, any programs you would like to discuss real briefly here that you have at Home Start?
Yeah, I think one of our newer programs is our Thrift Boutique Social Enterprise. So we opened that a little over 4 years ago. So it's a thrift boutique in Normal Heights on Adams Avenue, just across the street from the Vons. And it's a social enterprise, so that means it's a social piece, and that the young women that live in our housing program can work in the store and they learn hard skills and soft skills, build their confidence, build their self-esteem, build their resume, and ultimately go on to get, you know, bigger and better jobs. And so we kind of started that. I talked to the former peer counselor right before Jessica, said, what do you see some gaps in services? And I said, employment's tough for our young women. So I encourage people, come check out a thrift boutique. Come shop there. It's got great items. If you have very, very gently used items, we accept donations, but they have to be in top condition because it's a very small shop, and we don't base it on volume, but really the quality.
The programs that you have for the kids that are being abused, are these residential homes as well?
We have outpatient behavioral health services and therapy, which we can also do. We can do in the home or in our offices, so, but we don't have residential programs just for children. The children live with their moms in our maternity housing program, but we do a lot of therapy and do amazing things. I saw a therapist turn these two children around working with the mom in our therapeutic office. There's one child that's screaming, kicking, biting in and out of the office. The therapist was coaching the mother through this very challenging situation. Her older son was sitting quietly outside the door. This went on and on for an hour session. She was coached on how to manage that child's behavior. The next day, I asked the therapist, hey, what was going on with that? And she said, well, this family had a lot of trauma. The little boy that was sitting quietly, he was exactly the same a year ago. And I took the mom through the therapy, and he completely transformed, and now we're helping the younger son.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, Jessica, you are a peer counselor for the maternity housing program. Again, this is for homeless women and their children, pregnant women, as well as women that are already parenting children. How did you get involved with this? According to what Laura says, you were in the program yourself, weren't you?
Yes, this program saved mine and my children's life like four and a half years ago.
So you were in the program, and how long were you in the program for?
I was in the program for 17 and a half months. I was in the transitional living program, so it was 18 months total. I finished and completed the program in 17 and a half months. Then I was able to start working full-time as the peer counselor.
So straight from being in the program to being a peer counselor, huh?
I actually became the peer counselor before I moved out of the program.
Really?
I just went full-time when I left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how has, I mean, it's definitely helped you because you're working, you're doing well, but how else has this program helped you?
So I found out about Home Start when I was 19. I just turned 25. And when I was 19, I was sleeping in a sober living that I couldn't afford and that they didn't want me living in because I couldn't stay clean. My children were not in my custody. I was involved with child welfare services. And when I found out about the program, I called every Monday for about 8 months before there was a bed available for me. And when I moved in, I had my own little apartment for like the first time ever. Hmm. And within a few months, I was able to get overnight visits with my children. I was also able to attend group sessions with other moms that had been through situations like mine. I was in a really abusive relationship, and in the first few months of living there and realizing that I could do this on my own, I was able to leave that relationship. I had a lot of help with a therapist. She would visit me like once or twice a week while I was going through that initial transition of living on my own. I was able to go back to school. I wanted to do hair when I first moved into the program. That was like my lifelong dream. After a few months of being there and seeing the amazing people that had surrounded me and helped me completely change my life, I decided I wanted to be like one of them. And so now I'm still in school. That's my new lifelong dream, is to be one of the people that helped me so that I can help others that are in my situation.
So what do you think you'd be today if you didn't have Home Start?
It's an emotional question. I wouldn't be clean, so
it's okay.
I wasn't able to get clean until I moved into the program, and I wasn't able to be my own person or realize I had self-worth without the help of, you know, the counselor and the case managers and the therapist in the program. So if I never found Home Start, my children would not have the mom that they have. And I would not be the woman that I am today. I'm able to, like, carry myself, you know, in a graceful way and understand that there's more to life than what was shown to me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So without Home Start, I could very easily be dead or in jail, and my children would be lost in the system.
Now, the children that go through this program with their mothers, the ones that are being parented already, is there an age limit for them?
For the children?
Yeah, for the children.
No, there's no age limit for the children. Our moms enter the program between the ages of 18 and 24. The age of the children isn't necessarily relevant.
And what kind of wraparound and support services are there with this program?
There's case management. Typically, a resident will meet with our case manager once a week and go over different goals, like short-term goals and long-term goals. There's therapy, which happens on an individual and a group level. The child developmental specialist, who can meet with the moms individually and also at a group level. There's a residential supervisor who's like kind of our night staff. So if our moms are feeling lonely or going through something at nighttime, there's someone that they can reach out to 24/7 on site that can come talk with them or help them with whatever they need.
Okay, and again, like other programs at Home Start, this, it can either be self-referred or referred from another agency then, right?
Correct.
For this program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find a lot of the women that are coming into this program, are you finding a lot of them victims of domestic violence?
I'd say the majority of them are either victims themselves or they watched it growing up.
And how long can a person stay in the program?
We have different programs within that program, so the time that they can stay varies, but typically it's between 18 months and 3 to 5 years.
And again, Laura, you said this program started, what, about 9.5 years ago?
Yep. We started with a tiny grant, and I rented 5 apartments and hired 1 staff, and that's how we started the program, yeah.
And look at you now.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great.
Yes.
So next month, as I mentioned, is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And you have your 47th annual Blue Ribbon Gala coming up. That's going to be, what, April 6th, correct?
It sure is, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, we try to make it a fun event, so we have different themes, and so this is sort of an outer space theme, but it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so it is at the Hilton Mission Bay, and usually we start at about 5:30 or 6 and have a silent auction and hors d'oeuvres, and then we move into the ballroom for our dinner and our program, and we'll recognize a few key people, a few key partners in the community, and have a live auction as well, and dancing, a really fantastic band. So the tickets are $250 per seat, or $2,500 a table, or if you want to be a VIP, you can get even a better ticket and table for $3,500. But all the money goes back into our services and programs. In fact, right now, we're trying to purchase another property, and so the bulk of the money that we raise at this event is going to help us with the purchase and rehabilitation of another 5-unit property so we could add more housing for this program.
And where are you looking to put these housing units?
Well, it's in that same neighborhood, so sort of in the Normal Heights North Park, so it's very walkable to our other services. They can walk to the thrift store. We have a meeting space, a community room. We have our staff there. So, again, it's all within a little community of walking.
And where can people get tickets for this gala?
Well, they could go to our website, which is www.home-start.org, or they can go directly to the Blue Ribbon Gala, which is www.blueribbongala.com.
And if somebody wants to help you with your mission, how can they do that? Aside from attending an event like this or other events that you have throughout the year, how can they help you?
You know, there's so many ways to help. I mean, we use volunteers in a wide variety of ways. I would say we have people that like to volunteer in our thrift store and help us with that. We have people that volunteer at the events. Maybe they want to stand behind an auction table, encourage people to bid. We have free taxes we're doing right now, and tax season, they're absolutely free. And so somebody who wants to be trained in how to do taxes or just maybe wants to be a greeter or return phone calls, you name it, we use volunteers. We have office volunteers who help with admin tasks. We have handymen, two fantastic guys that help us with fixing things, driving our van, doing deliveries. We you know, if you found something that you like to do, we can probably use a volunteer to help us with that.
And can people make a donation if they want to make a financial donation? Can they do that at your website?
Absolutely, yes. There's lots of ways to make a donation, and the website allows that as well. We welcome it.
Any advice for somebody listening this morning that may think they know of a child that's being abused? Any advice for them?
I think, you know, we are all responsible for our children. I think there's many quotes out there that I think the value of a society is really based on how you treat your most vulnerable citizens. And for us, children are our most vulnerable citizens. So do something. Do something. You can pick up the phone. You can call Child Protective Services, the hotline in San Diego. Easy to get that number. And just say, I noticed something unusual. The person that reports is anonymous. So if you say, the brown house across the street, there's just some weird things I'm noticing about the children in that house. I hear some screaming. I see things that make me concerned. It's reported. They're not going to go knock on that brown house and say, your neighbor across the street told us. So it's completely anonymous. So if you see something, say something, right? Speak out, make a phone call.
Okay.
And let's not ignore it.
And Jessica, any advice from you?
I know what would have helped me is if there would have been someone there to let me know that they supported me. My children were removed by Child Welfare Services for child neglect because I was on drugs and in an abusive relationship. So I would say support those parents. I think that's crucial as well as supporting the children.
Yeah. I think support groups are so important.
They are.
I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, and I know that having a support system for things like that are so important to get the person through.
Absolutely.
Once again, your event is April 6th?
It sure is. Saturday, April 6th, Mission Hilton Bay. Hilton Mission Bay, there it is.
Okay. And it starts when?
It starts at 5:30, and we go till, depends, if you're a big dancer, we go till about 11 or so.
Okay, and your website once again?
It is www.home-start.com. www.homestartcommunity.org.
And you do have a website specifically for the event, right?
That one is www.blueribbongala.com.
Okay, and are you on social media?
Yes, we are. Facebook, Instagram. What else? Those are the two biggest. I think we're working on adding Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Laura, great seeing you again. Great having you on the show again.
Great.
Jessica,
thank you
pleasure
for having
meeting
us,
you
Gary.
As well and having you on the show. Continued success to you, Jessica, and thanks to the both of you for all you do in the community at Homestart. It is appreciated, and good luck with the gala April 6th.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guests will be from Kitchens for Good. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.